The only way to become a good person or to make a better society is by studying goodness. Many people think all you need to do good or be good is to have good intentions. But you can no more be good without studying how to be good than you can play piano without studying how to play piano or practice medicine without studying medicine. There's a word for the study of goodness and how to make a good world: wisdom. Unfortunately, however, for much of the last century, few schools and even few parents have taught wisdom. The result is moral chaos. Most of the wisdom of Western civilization, the civilization that has been the most successful in history in making good societies, comes from the Bible. That's why the Bible is the most influential book ever written. So I'll share with you some of the wisdom from just one book of the Bible, the fifth, Deuteronomy. 1. Do not show partiality in judgment, chapter 1, verse 17. A compassionate society is built on justice, not compassion. That might sound counterintuitive, but while we should be compassionate in our private lives, the state must be preoccupied with justice. That is the reason for this law. Judges are forbidden not only to show favor to the rich, but also to the poor. The purpose of a judge is to dispense justice. 2. Do not be afraid of anyone. Also chapter 1, verse 17. Every human being has fears. The question is, whom do we fear? And for most people, only if you fear God will you not fear men. Pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer, one of the few Germans to actively oppose the Nazi regime and who was executed for doing so, feared God more than Hitler. If more Germans had feared God more than they feared Hitler, and if more Russians had feared God more than they feared Stalin, tens of millions of people would not have been murdered. 3. You will find him if you seek him. Chapter 4, verse 29. Just as finding a spouse can take years of searching, so too finding God can take years of searching. But, like a good spouse, the effort is worth it. Without God, life has no ultimate, no objective meaning. If there's no God, every one of us is as insignificant as a grain of sand. It's not a coincidence that as fewer Americans take God and religion seriously, suicide and depression rates have risen dramatically. 4. You shall have no other gods before me. Chapter 5, verse 7. We have more gods in modern life than idol worshippers had in the ancient world. Just to cite one of a dozen examples, many secular people believe in science the way religious people believe in God and the Bible. But there's a big problem with that. Unlike God and the Bible, science has nothing, simply nothing, to say about good and evil, or about the meaning of life. 5. Love God with all your heart. Chapter 6, verse 5. Given all the unfair suffering in the world, it's difficult for many people to love God. I admit, I am one of them. God knows this love is difficult. That's why Deuteronomy commands us to love him. It's an amazing commandment, and it's amazing in another way. Deuteronomy is the first book in history to present a God who loves human beings and who wants human beings to love him. 6. Repeat them again and again to your children. Chapter 6, verse 7. Parents need to teach their children wisdom and moral values all the time. In the words of Deuteronomy, talk about them when you're at home, and when you're on the road, and when you go to bed, and when you get up. Otherwise, others, such as morally confused teachers and social media, will teach your children neither wisdom nor good values. 7. You shall be happy. Chapter 12, verse 7. That there is a biblical law to be happy is what has shaped my entire approach to happiness, that it is a moral obligation, not just an emotional state. We owe being, or at least acting, happy to everyone in our lives, and yes, even to God, because no one makes the case for atheism more persuasively than unhappy religious people. Deuteronomy is filled with life-enriching insights like these. I explain them in depth in The Rational Bible, my commentary on the first five books of the Bible. Those books are the best antidote to unhappiness and the best protection against evil ever written. I'm Dennis Prager.